Weeks 2 and 3.
There are big differences between Chinese and British teaching styles. The Chinese teachers teach very fast. Everything is done in books and on paper, and there is a lot of copying from the board. In Britain, for example, in science, the approach is to let students do experiments and discover things by themselves, with less help from the teacher. Discipline is also very different in British and Chinese schools. In China, the teachers have complete authority. But in Britain, the same teachers are having problems. They're surprised that the students don't take school seriously. When her students don't pay attention, Miss Yang, the science teacher, makes them stand and look at the wall. But it doesn't seem to work very well. As Rosie, one of the students, says, "It probably works in China because everybody does what their teacher says. But here, we don't care. We think it's funny." By week 3, there is a serious problem with discipline. Some students like the Chinese system, but a lot of others are behaving badly in class, and some students stop coming to class completely. The Chinese teachers are losing control and realise they need to change the way they are teaching, or their students will fail the tests in week 4. They start to teach the children about Chinese culture and food, and they add Chinese face massage to their daily lessons. They also try to teach patience and concentration using traditional Chinese games. During a meeting with the parents, the Chinese teachers try to get them to help and to encourage their children to work hard. The parents are impressed, and the Chinese teachers are filled with new energy and confidence.